Yo, welcome to the Stoner Highs Podcast Show, 22nd episode, 5th season as it comes to an end. And I just want to go over a whole recap with you guys, man. This season has started off so fast, so successful, man. It's probably one of my best seasons. Didn't know that this season was that long. This was a long one. But... man, I went through a lot of ups and downs this year. Just trying to get myself back to being me, you know. I enjoyed this season a lot. I'm enjoying the 6th season a lot too, but it's always that window that it could be over with after season 7. After season 6. You know. Not because I just want to end it, but it's like one more that I have left in the tank for this. I have a lot of other ventures that I'm going into, but I just want to sit here and be like, I appreciate y'all. All the guests I ever had on my show, as we go into season 6, which is going to be a lot different. The advice I got, the people that I was fortunate to have come on this show, I'm thankful for y'all, man. I appreciate y'all as we go through the season finale. If I can do this over again, I wouldn't change things. Everything was meant to happen the way it was supposed to happen. We had past guests on here like Priscilla Johnson, Amina, Candace Renee, Dominique. We had some dope guests on here, man, and all of them brought something different to the table. I believe Candace produced one of the episodes by bouncing ideas or whatever. And that's all I'm about, is giving people their credit when credit is due. Roz. Oh, man, Roz. Roz was super dope. Being on the episode she was on, man, I appreciate her so much. Mary, thank you. So we're about to see what we can do with season 6. You know. God has always been a blessing to me in every single way. And that's what I want to share. How God has kept me under his wing for so long with no issues. And that's because he wanted me here for a reason. So, one of the stories I can remember is just testimony time. Is that I remember us at my mama passed in 2003. It was like life was kind of hard for us. You know, and I can't totally blame that on my father, but let's just say life was hard for us. And he just didn't see it as fat, he didn't see it as far as how my mama seen it, because she was the one kept everything together like it was glue. So we was homeless. Man, being homeless it's not good for any of us, but we was homeless. We spread it all over the place. I was staying with my best friend Maurice, and my sisters were staying somewhere else. My dad's and them were staying somewhere else. So long story short, I remember getting up on my bed one morning. Because, like I said, I was staying with Maurice at the time. So, I get up by my bed, and God just tell me to walk. I don't know what I'm walking for, but I'm walking. So I see the first house has a for rent sign on it. And for rent sign, I call that number, and she said she didn't have any houses available, but she logged me in with this guy named Mr. John, who did have houses available. So long story short, I get in contact with Mr. John. Mr. John loves my energy, my attitude. I have my father. We go see the house, and we got the house. God bless us with a house. So we're not homeless, homeless no more. And this house is beautiful. So because God bless us, that's why we was able to not be homeless no more. You know, so I'm definitely thankful for that. It was always a testimony of why. And I feel like God has always saved me. I still feel like he's with me all the time. And as it's the season finale, man, it's just, yeah, I feel some type of way. I'm very emotional about a lot of stuff. But things are going to work out for the better. That's always out of the love of God. I have another testimony for you guys. Then we're going to go in and talk about what's next for season 6. And I can tell y'all what's going to be the first episode. So, I remember being a young ethnic child at 17. I had a bunch of friends. I didn't understand for the love of me. Why did all of us have guns? It was like 30 of us. Everybody that day in that field had guns. I still don't understand that to this day. But all our friends and all of us had at least 2 or 3 guns to ourselves. One of the weirdest situations ever. And I remember getting this revolver. And people say this gun don't jam. Revolvers don't jam. But that gun jammed to save me that day, I promise you. So my super slow ass shoots the gun off. It gets stuck. Instead of me just keeping the gun in the air, my dumb ass won't look at it. I look at it, hurry up, put it straight up. And the bullet goes off. Gun goes off. So yeah, God kept me on doing that. I remember getting chased by different rival gangs, some of them I did not even know. Running to, you know, honestly gun us down. My brother Richard, God rest his soul, I remember this. I think I told this story before. But when he was younger, my whole thing was protect him. And I did just that. Being a 16-year-old child myself. And I was the only person that loved my family a lot. A lot. So my whole thing when we was running from the dudes, and I don't even know what they was chasing us for, but it was something, it was over a beef that we had, and they noticed me. And what ended up happening is that what I kept saying to my best friend, which was Maurice and the other dude, which I'm trying to protect them as well, look, I need y'all to get richer across this bridge. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm like, get rich across this bridge, man. And not that I didn't care about my life. my life would have been sacrificed for my brother that day. And my best friend, because I just felt like it had nothing to do with it. It was my beef. And, why would I put them in it? And we get to the bridge. We get up on the bridge. And they roll past one more time, hang out the window with the gun. And, and they kind of felt like if we would have tried to chase these dudes down, we already halfway across the bridge. They feel like they're too close. So when they stopped, they thought about chasing us. But like I said, I look. Once we would have got off that bridge, we was home. We had access to everything. The block that we was getting off, Monta Vista, all our people was over there. And I think they do that too, and that's why they did it, to try to come behind us and try to get us. And fortunately for us, we didn't get shot at. We survived. My dad didn't believe me. And my mom did. And because you can't tell me that everybody gonna have the same story be mine. So yeah. That's another way that I feel like God was with me. So as we bring season 5 to the end, the first episode to season 6 will be the top 10 R&B albums of all time. By yours truly, Maurice Johnson. I need y'all to look for that. So I'm thankful. And I appreciate y'all for listening, man. Y'all gonna see us back soon. We just taking a 2-week break, that's all. Just 2 weeks. Not no long 2 months and nothing like that. Just a 2-week break. And season 6 will be back soon. Hey, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Peace. Thank you.